And we are back with the final episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. AKA Super Raw 357, but I'm best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by
the guy, King Hoopla.
And this week, we're not going, well, we will be talking about current news, technically.
Current events.
More so, we're going to be wrapping up the year, and we'll start this year by kind of wrapping up more of the things that have been happening in, like, the socio-political world, I guess.
You could say it was earlier. Well, no, it wasn't earlier. This kind of happened over the summer. So this decision, we're about to start talking about, but there was a lot of crazy things that happened in 2022.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a wild year. It was definitely a post-pandemic year, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, the first post-pandemic,
This was the first year that we pretended that we were actually back to normal. And with that, we took our focus, or not we, but people took their focus in general off of the pandemic and focused it back onto other things that pertain to real life.
Yep.
And one of those things that really got, I guess, focused on in that time would have to be the Roe v. Wade decision that was done many decades ago. But the real news this year was that Roe v. Wade was overturned. So federal protections for abortions were overturned federally, like officially in America, due to the Supreme Court in the year of 2022. And that was probably one of, if not the biggest, the first big, like, meaningful story of the year. Because abortion and abortion rights are something that have long been battled, been debated, and all that jazz.
Since the conception of Roe v. Wade.
Since it's been announced. But that's not even necessarily what it's always been, something that's been on a political platform as a really deciding factor for voters. And to see this happen during the Biden administration was a real shock for people. And I feel like that with Roe v. Wade being the first big story of the year, in my opinion at least, and it being as big as it was, that it really woke people up to the fact that party politics are no longer working in America.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that comes simply off of the last presidency we had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Party politics is no longer a thing.
Politics were the entire identity last presidency.
Yeah, you can say
the last two presidencies.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you can say definitely with Obama's presidency too. It was definitely about liberal side and conservatives, but you could say now it's like, all right, well, shit ain't really got no better, and
now
something really
worse.
Took a turn. Something's as serious. Very as serious as this and as sensitive as this is has taken
Biden
a turn forward.
The administration has stepped in to offer injunctions and, you know, stop essentially the establishment of this overall. But there are deep places, like deep south places, like Louisiana and Texas, where as soon as they got the go ahead, they banned that shit and they told people at schedule that there were places where people had scheduled abortions.
And they were just canceled.
You know what I'm saying? And
even in Virginia, shit's about, like, you know what I'm saying? I think once the next couple of votes go out, wherever, the governor's actually going to start putting in injunctions.
To try and reverse our abortion laws.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, no kidding. That was a huge,
part of his campaign.
Of his,
platform.
Yeah, so I do agree with you on that. Whether he'll be successful or not, I think, is a different story.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if the, living in Virginia and living in a place that's as conservative as it can get, liberal.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
Virginia,
that's, that
you know
is
what
crazy.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially living in near the Richmond area.
I don't think people are going to go for that.
Oh, nah. Heck,
you know what I'm saying?
No, no,
I don't think people are going for that.
Virginia, and it's crazy, Virginia.
Your vote does count. That's
what
I'm trying to say.
As you just said, Virginia, as conservative as Virginia is very liberal as well.
Yeah.
And it has shown in the past elections.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but it didn't in the
government. In the government. Yeah, in the governor.
The governor
race,
is, is Glenn Youngkin, who's a Republican.
Yeah.
But a Republican puppet. Not in the sense that he's just like a Trump puppet, but he's a new politician, and so he can kind of... Like,
he has all the conservative values.
He has conservative values, but I won't say he's easily swayed. He's more so, I guess, open to other outside ideas because he hasn't done this before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to paint the guy in a terrible light. I'm not going to paint him in a great light. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, he's just giving a political
analysis
view.
On the flip side of the devil's advocate, I guess.
Shit. If you just said it wasn't bad or good. I mean, yeah, you got to get both sides of the same coin.
But that was, I think Roe v. Wade being overturned was just a bad sign as far as social justice goes in America, being the land of the free, especially since nobody but the person who has the baby inside him
should have any type of decision. Well, we can get into that. We can get in that conversation. We can get into semantics. Yeah. But all in all, because, you know, to me, first of all, a woman should be able to do what the hell she wants
to do. Yeah.
That's the number one thing that Roe v. Wade protects, which shouldn't even be a thing. That's the cause.
Exactly.
But since we live in America, that's what it is. In the times we live in, it's crazy that this even happened.
That's
the wildest thing. In 2022, this happened. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And off of that, I mean, it's not necessarily smooth as a segue, but for 2022, for that to happen, for people in America to be okay enough, domestically, to be okay enough with people to get their rights taken away, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as wild that there is a ground war going on in Ukraine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The war in Ukraine was something that's been brewing politically for a minute.
Yeah,
but
for years
to see
prior
it happening
in real time.
Yeah, and that was a big point that we made when it first was occurring, was this is something unprecedented for war. We had, you know, the closest war for real is the war in Iraq, Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some kind of shitty live feeds, you know what I'm saying? You'll get some video after it happened.
Yeah.
But with Ukraine, we had people tweeting, you know, we had live video of bombings and all
people
this
people in the action, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the social media age, there we go.
Yeah.
We saw actual war in the social media age.
Yeah, exactly. And to see that was... Ukraine is holding their own in this.
Yeah.
So we can almost talk about it lighthearted. Like, it's not
as dire as
people would think it would be when it comes to how big Russia is as to how big Ukraine is as far as government-wise.
Because the news cycle ran its course. I'm going to say that.
What do you say? Vladimir Zelensky one-time person of the year.
I don't know if that's true. Well, I'm talking about, like, in the daily lives of Americans. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, that's a deal with us.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Because you got to realize, like, once I can say people realize that, like, all right, shit's still fucked up over here.
Yeah.
Like, because gas started going up around that time and shit like that.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
true.
And then Roe v. Wade was going on and shit like that. Because this all happened around the same time.
People didn't start caring until the Biden administration started giving them billions of dollars.
Exactly. That's what I was leading to. Yup, exactly. And that's what fucked everything up. Like, you know what I'm saying? When
our
inflation started going
of the
up.
War,
yep.
You think inflation and us giving money. I'm trying to paraphrase for you. I mean, if that's okay.
Yeah, you're good. Good
inflation and us, our government giving Ukraine money to back this war is what fucked up people's perception of the war to the point that they don't care.
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Makes sense.
100%.
And I agree with that because.
Not to mention
what we hear,
everything
what we,
else I have.
Yeah, what we see over here in America is the tweets where Ukraine is just listening off the body count.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Ukraine is just listening off the body count of how many Russian soldiers they've taken out. So it almost seems like a video game now. You know what I'm saying?
And I can definitely say at first, because when it first happened, it was like, is America going to get involved? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Our American troops.
Physically.
Yeah, physically.
Yeah. Because
that's always what it is, especially when it comes with Russia.
And war.
And America, is America going to step in and actually put boots on the ground?
Yeah.
That's where the hype comes from. And that's where the, you know what I'm saying, the excitement and all the nervousness, you know what I'm saying, sensitivity, the whole thing. That's where that comes from. And then when we realize, all right, that's not happening, and we're just sending the money, and we're not getting more money, and shit is raising.
Yeah.
that's when it's like, all right, we don't care. We have to focus on what's going on. We have to complain about what's going on here. We can't complain for somebody else.
We got to complain for,
you know what I mean? And I'm saying complaining because shit doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Nothing
shit doesn't happen. But we have to complain about our own problems first. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's very true. That's
domestically.
Very true.
So yeah, that's what I mean about that. And then what else happened between the Ukraine war, what happened during this whole thing in Ukraine is Brittany Griner. You know what I'm saying? That also happened, which is another thing that was fumbled domestically.
Fumbled domestically? You think the
Brittany... At the beginning? Hell yeah.
Okay. The Brittany Griner situation now. Okay, let's give a little overview. Brittany Griner, who was caught with the weed cart in Russia, is now home after being traded for the Merchant of Death.
The Merchant.
That, you know, escaping a 9-year sentence in prison.
Yeah.
And now she's back home in America. And you're saying that was fumbled domestically. But what choice did we have in that situation?
I don't know.
And we're glad Brittany Griner's
home. Yeah, facts. We are glad.
I will come front and say, clean say, I did not think that this would happen this fast.
No, I didn't think it was going to happen this fast.
Mainly because of her... her just being a basketball player as opposed to this guy being an international merchant of arms.
Yeah, and I feel like the lack of urgency on a public scale.
But no, there was because, okay, do you blame there being a lack of urgency on a public scale? Because this is any trade scenario. Do you give up a basketball player for international arms
deal? That's another thing. That's another part of it. I feel like
the American government was constantly working on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her getting home this soon is proof of that. They say 9 months is a long time, but 9 months to exchange a POW, essentially a POW. I feel like it's not 9 years, it's 9 months.
No, I'm talking about what she was going to do.
But I'm saying how long she stayed there because she stayed there from, well, no, it was... She didn't get out.
I think like 9 months.
It was 10 months.
Yeah, ten months.
Whatever. But whatever it was, she. I'm running back. Run me back where I was going.
Oh shit! You said 9 to 10 years.
9 to 10 months, for her to get home that quickly.
Yeah.
The American government was working on that constantly. Mm-hmm. Beyond the, and they weren't just saying anything to the public. The public could only do so much outrage. Like at a certain point. What, where does the public outrage really factor into legitimate POW swaps?
I have no idea because I don't remember it. I don't remember something being a POW swap as being this big. You know what I'm saying?
And the crazier thing is, and it's not really crazy. It makes sense in the long run.
What happened during election season?
There's somebody else over there.
Oh yeah, that.
That's a Marine who's been over there who nobody knew about, but now everybody is saying bring him home, bring home Paul Whelan or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they didn't know about him before. So this is going to international affairs are now like coming from the Ukraine war to now to this Brittany Griner case. International affairs is going to get really weird, I feel like, just based off this. And it has nothing to do with Brittany Griner. It has to do with how the public opinion sways into
that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's during election. It's about an election season is about to ramp up. So that all plays a factor into it too as well. I think so. I definitely think so. You know what I'm saying? The opponent of the Democratic Party, because I don't know if they're having Biden run again. I don't think they should do that.
I don't think they should do that. Yeah, not at all.
Even though, I'm not going to say nothing else about that.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying if Trump goes again.
He's not going to win. I don't know that. He won't have enough legitimate support. He won the first time off a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money that won't back him again.
That is true, too.
That's what I feel like with Trump.
That is true, too.
He won the first time with a lot of money that would have backed him. This time, Walmart's not backing Trump.
But if he can get public perception again.
Walmart's not backing Trump. Mm. You need money to get that personal
perception. He's not on Twitter, either. He's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's not on Twitter. So.
I mean, speaking of people not being on Twitter, Ye has been in and out of Twitter.
Yeah.
Kyrie was not banned from Twitter.
Well, damn, I forgot. We could have... I'm sorry. I curated the rest of the notes. I mean, Mr. got them together and not put them in order. But I could have just said something. We could have just had a whole little Ye conversation about what... Because Ye had a crazy year in general.
Oh, Ye's going to be the ending one.
Ye has a crazy year in general. Yeah, so, you can separate those two,
In the words of our man Dave Chappelle, Ye got in so much trouble. The Kyrie Irving got in trouble in yeah. the NBA.
Yeah.
In NBA? The NBA.
NBA.
Okay. The NBA. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. Oh, so Kanye West, known as Ye, because that happened this year. He changed
his name. All right. So let's start with the Kyrie situation.
Oh, you want to switch that? All right,
bet. Yeah, let's start with the Kyrie, because Ye is going to be kind of the longer,
yeah.
more long form.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with
But it literally starts because of Ye, though. It starts because of Ye.
We can train. We know the podcast. Take your sip and pop.
All right, go off.
So, if you haven't noticed, I am rocking the Kyrie jersey today, and it doesn't really mean anything. It was just the last jersey in my closet. But
it's kind of a rare jersey, too.
Kyrie Irving, the beginning of this NBA season, so late this year, around October, November time.
Yeah, it's early.
He reposted a link to a movie on Amazon called Hebrews to Negro, which is essentially an amalgamation of Hotep and anti-Semitic ideas that push the direction of black pride, black unity, you know, all the things we love.
Yeah.
He didn't make this film.
He didn't make it.
The film is, the film is fucking ridiculous.
You seen it?
Yeah, I didn't watch it all. It's kind of one of those things you kind of watch. It's like, you got to kind of be.
Take it with a grain of salt, of course.
Not with a grain of salt. You just got to kind of not be able to follow a path too correct. To really get down with this and believe everything that was said in this movie, you got to be dumb as shit.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? Damn. You just got to be dumb as shit.
I know what you was trying to do.
Kyrie does this, and I will say, and this is the whole, just to wrap everything up, Kyrie is a well-meaning person, a great guy. He's just maybe not the most book-smart guy. So, with a lot of people that aren't, you know, common sense. Both. People that don't have the sense that make you, quote-unquote, traditionally smart, seek things like the internet to get their knowledge from.
That's true.
And then they take these unvetted sources and create beliefs and then push this shit. So, Kyrie kind of, he didn't even run with the message in the video. He ran with a different...
But when
they were asking him about it in the conferences, he didn't even really address it. He kind of tried to push it to, but what about the African Americans and Native American Indians? Native American Indians, that's terrible. Native Americans. but he just is not well versed enough to really portray what he's done, like really be eloquent about what he said.
Yeah.
So he paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
He was more or less persecuted.
Yeah, he really was persecuted. Like, he was like, I'm sorry to say this, and Dr. Umar is probably going to be proud of me for saying this, but he got treated like Toby in that scene. They tried to whip that man.
For Josiah to be contributing to organizations in China that are rounding up Muslims and essentially trying to exterminate them from China. It's crazy that he would have this such a stronger position mm-hmm. on something like this.
Yeah.
Do I blame people, the Jewish community, let's even try to go that extreme. Do I blame the Jewish community for punishing Kyrie for something they deemed disrespectful? No, not at all.
Hell no. That man couldn't work. And I know he's a basketball player. I know he already has tons of money. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like how the vaccine situation where he chose not to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? They literally made this man not
If it was Jewish people alone that did it, which it wasn't, if it was them alone, hey, you can't come to my house and fucking say fuck Mr.'s household, and me be like, you know what, and I have control of your job, me be mm-hmm. like, you know what, come to work next morning. You can't expect people to give you grace when you give them none.
Yeah, but, and then I think the extent of his,
Well, what they, of, well, yeah,
his list, yeah, his list, now like all list that shit combined. I'm saying like all that shit combined together is like, all right, come on now. Are you spending for a couple games? Do that.
I don't
spend it for a couple games.
I don't.
But then you give him a list of shit he has to cross off before he can play another game.
I mean, he end up being that he's back, and then
yeah, he's playing. Happened. Yeah, yeah.
Or but I don't necessarily inherently say that. Like I don't know. You got to get back in good grade. There's a list out here.
You got to get, but giving a whole bunch of giving the man a whole bunch of side quests before he can get back to the main mission is crazy.
No, it's not. If you've disrespected my, if you've disrespected my entire culture, and I'm having, I don't know if that's true. Yeah. Sensitivity training is not.
It's not
abnormal.
Sensitivity training is not. And you know what's crazy? I'm sorry. I might be drinking a little too much now because I'm about to say it. I'm about to say it. But you know what's crazy about this whole situation? We're gonna get into the Kanye situation after this too. We can't do this for our own people. Like, exactly. We can't do this for ourselves. We can't do this. Like,
we're mad because black people won't do this for themselves.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are definitely.
That's what we're mad about. We're not mad that it happened to Kyrie. We're mad we don't have the power to do it to people when they say the N-word.
Yep, or anything pertaining to black
people. Yeah, of course.
Anything. Like, we say we can cancel somebody, but yeah, but it just comes down to anything. We don't even have control over people. Our hairstyles and stuff like that. We don't have anything control of our own.
They take everything from us.
And we allow
it. I understand why we're mad. Trust me, I don't think Kyrie had to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
Trust me, I don't think Kyrie is an amazing basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a great dribbler, you know what I'm saying, as far as a teammate. But I think he stands up for what he believes in. He's not always right, but I respect him as a man.
He stands
you know what I'm
shit.
Saying? All that shit can be true as once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we as, and he can still get punished by people that have more unity than us.
Exactly.
Can all be true at once.
And this is why we have to stand. This is why. This is why there's always a rift between in the black community when something happens to somebody prominent.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And somebody really does something bad.
Because we can't take one side.
Exactly. Somebody's like, oh, well, he might have really didn't do it. Or he really, he has a different meaning than what he says.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, and let's go ahead and make this transition.
Yeah.
It's like with Kanye. Said Kanye should have been canceled.
Yeah.
Should have been canceled.
They tried to.
No, they didn't. We did not try to.
After he said the Harry Tubman shit.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I know, right?
There's nothing we've ever tried to do.
He dropped two more albums after that.
There's nothing we ever tried to do that tried to stop Kanye.
That's because he never really harmed anybody. He just harmed himself.
And because he's gotten to this point, yay, Kanye, he's off the map now.
Yeah.
And thankfully so. He's talked himself off that ledge, but it's because
he got divorced.
Yeah.
He got divorced.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to give Kanye his own thing, because that's where you have to start from. Kanye got divorced this year.
Yeah.
He became a billionaire this year.
Correct.
He also ruined his career this year.
Yeah.
He lost becoming a billionaire this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye did a lot this year. He dropped another.
Became a Nazi.
And he became a Nazi.
He topped it off by becoming a Nazi.
A Nazi this year, yep.
So, okay, so where do we start this conversation? Because this is not, this conversation should have been over.
But when you bring it, that's the thing,
though. Because we're doing an end of the year episode that we're even talking about it. But Kanye didn't even have a fall from grace. He had a fall from disgrace.
Yeah.
So where is he now? He adopted so many ideas in such a short period of time. And what we can only guess is a manic state and announce those ideas publicly. And what we can only guess is exploitation by these outlets.
Mm-hmm.
That a man that was once considered troubled but a pure genius is now not even an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with legitimate hatred, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has used hating words, and it's not like I hate the Rockets, I hate the Sixers, I hate the Lakers.
He hates a group of people
for no reason.
Yeah.
Or even if he, Let's say
I can't entertain that.
Let's idea. Say Kanye has a reason for why he hates every group he hates. He
vocalized that with the amount of notoriety, power in his own words that he knows of on a public platform, on multiple public platforms, without after any disregard.
After he's put himself in that situation.
In those positions.
Nobody told you to do that.
To get out of, like, situation, to get out of contracts he so badly wanted.
But no, he didn't. He's not doing this to get out. And see, people think that.
Well, now he's not no more. Now we know.
That's something we'll get into with the next topic, too. And then the one to start the second half is this year was about a bunch of failed, or what people perceived as fail, or mastermind ideas.
Yep.
That weren't mastermind ideas. They were just big failures from the beginning.
And rich.
The people were rich, but they were failures. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not their ideas.
And the execution and of their ideas were failures.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's nothing Kanye has done this year that has helped his legacy. He went from crying about a divorce to praising Hitler.
Mm-hmm. And then all in the middle of that, he dropped a stem player, dropped Donda 2, which, and I'm getting a little bit of music now because he didn't allow none of it to go in DSPs. Because if it came out on regular DSPs, it would have did some, it would have set, you know what I'm saying, it would have made some noise.
But that's not what he cared about.
That was, you know what I'm saying, exactly.
That's not what he cared about, and that's not what anybody cares
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And now, you know, or even in the long run. In the long run.
People didn't want Donda 2 then. People were tired of the theatrics. Everybody's been tired of this man.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do we stop? I mean, this is the... Kanye was the first example of at what point do we stop entertaining this fool?
Yeah, and giving excuses. Because that's what comes down to that too. Because come on now, like, everybody
right
gives... Because my
you're
biggest
right
excuse
that.
For Kanye's antics is the music.
But
when the now when you hear that the music now when the music doesn't even get you out of situations no more.
But it's like, no matter how good the music is,
we've always
when
overshadowed.
You say
it.
Shit like George Floyd didn't even die from the cop kneeling on his neck.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck the anti-Semitism. Let's talk about the anti-Negrotism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get my Umar shit, but let's talk about how we were saying fuck black people before we start talking about anything else. And that's the thing that we want to wrap it around to.
Exactly.
If we would have said fuck Ye from then, he wouldn't even got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
If we would have stood if we would have stood up for ourselves, another group of people wouldn't have gotten harmed.
Exactly. We allowed him to become a billionaire.
We did.
Yeah, because, I mean, shit, he dropped.
He wore the Confederate jacket, the Confederate,
the
bomber with the Confederate flag.
Let that shit slide.
Yeah.
Let that shit go clean under the
radar.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Kanye's just being different.
Yeah, Kanye's just different.
He's sending a different type of message.
He's sending a different
type of message. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the best part about it. Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
He doesn't.
Kanye West
doesn't. We
know
he
doesn't.
Now we know he doesn't.
And that's why I don't understand why it's hard for Dr. Umar to figure out how many lashes Kanye gets.
Because it's probably infinite lashes.
Yeah, it's just
infinite
like,
lashes.
He needs 100,000.
100,000 lashes.
100,000 lashes for Kanye. We're going to tag Dr. Umar in this clip.
How many lashes Elon Musk get?
He's not black, so.
No lashes for Elon?
I mean, Elon was doing what a white person always does. Take control of something.
How you feel about this Twitter takeover?
I mean, my Twitter still works. So, I mean, it's not really as effective. And I haven't seen too many niggers pop up on... I'm sorry. Pop up on my TL. Yeah. But, yeah, so... I mean, what Elon has done with Twitter is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy because he actually bought it. You know what I'm saying? After like 5 months of... going back and forth with Twitter. He actually bought it.
Yeah.
And now that he actually bought it, he's actually made significant changes to it. Starting with the verification process. It's actually a paid subscription now to $8 a month if you want to become verified on Twitter.
Yeah. But you don't get the official.
You don't get the official. Yet. He did break it down to a hierarchy, I guess. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have the established ones who are like a dark blue or something, like a grayish. Blue check or something like that.
I don't
then you have
know anymore.
Then you have the businesses who are a gold check mark. Then you have the regular ones who pay for it, which is just a regular blue check mark.
Yeah. So this is something we've been reporting on all year.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about Elon's going to buy Twitter. He's not going to buy Twitter. He bought Twitter.
He fucking bought Twitter.
Elon bought Twitter, and he was trying to scrub out all the bots. And his idea to scrub out all the bots while still making Twitter for a profit platform was to charge for verification. Which people who have been using for Twitter for damn near 15 years said, no, Fuck that. That's stupid.
Twitter's still
that
free.
And it invalidates the legitimacy of the check mark, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
The blue check or what have you. And we're not going for that.
And it ruins a great Twitter joke that will always stand the test of time. How is this shit free?
Yeah, exactly.
How is this shit free?
And with that happening, and that's not the only thing. That's just the things that pertain to the actual usage of the app. Beyond that,
he laid off
so many people, essentially cutting the Twitter workforce and wanted them to essentially work overtime for profit or just fuck the entire company up. And a lot of people are suspecting because he bought this at $44 billion, which was a super overvaluation for Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just trying to say he's trying to run into the ground, you know, chalk it up as a loss, get on with it. But now Elon Musk is now even kind of fucking Twitter up in the way that he didn't want to. He tried to make it a free speech platform.
Yep.
But now he himself is now going through and
shot himself in the foot.
Shot himself in the foot because now he is seeing that there needs to be control of pretty much high security on these apps because of the danger they cause. I.e., somebody had a tracker on his private jet, and he had their account shut down.
Mm-hmm.
This account was allowed to run on the previous Twitter, you know, no flaw. But he himself, on the free speech platform, shut that down.
Exactly. Or he had to shut down Kanye West's account.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what Kanye West posted? He posted
Swastika within the Star of David.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he did?
Yeah, within the Star of David.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Yahweh.
Yeah, Yahweh. I wish I knew a Yiddish word to say. Oh, my Lord, yeah. Ay caramba. That's Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, that was even worse.
Yeah, mister. Tighten up. I know you did this in a while. Yeah. But yeah, that just shows what happens when... Because that's the thing. Even when you have something lawless...
That shows what happened when... Because that's
shows,
the thing.
Yeah, that shows...
That's what you just said.
I don't care. It doesn't equivalent to what you just said, nigga. Yeah. Don't try to police my grammar when you can't get a race right.
Fair enough.
It shows what Elon Musk has done. Lawlessness still needs to be in control.
There's no such thing as true lawlessness.
Exactly.
In the modern age.
I don't think at all, bro. Because anyway, something, there has to be a control.
Yeah.
In something. That's why even in experiments, you have a control.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to have some type of security.
Some type of security.
Yeah, like, because you can't let people run wild with the idea of they can do what the fuck they want.
Because
they're going to do what the fuck they want.
Exactly.
They're going to do what the fuck they want.
And the thing about it is,
people, you already know the internet itself is still a lawless territory. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's still hard to keep track of the internet.
Yep.
And Twitter is just a sub-metaverse, sub-space of the internet.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So people already know how to track you. Like, you see how quick people are able to talk about court cases and murders
shit.
Like,
I
was going to get on that. But, yeah, this is a segue to the next part. But you see how quick you can solve a murder on the internet or figure out who shot who on the internet.
Yep.
And these niggas never went to school a day in their life to solve a murder.
Reddit,
internet, video cameras, zoom in, copy and paste,
screenshot,
and
so many tools available.
You already, and that's with the regular policing of the internet.
Yep.
And now you take away the infrastructure. You take away the privacy settings. Now you have complete chaos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what Elon Musk kind of gets for that. And people already knew, like, that's what free speech is. I mean, you look in the amendment, free speech. Yeah, you have free
speech.
It's going
to be some bullshit. But
yeah, but
you can't just yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Exactly. You can't just say stupid shit and not expect to get consequences for what you say.
Freedom of speech is not freedom of consequences.
There we go. Yep. That's where I was leading to. Freedom of speech. We can end on that. Freedom of speech is not freedom of consequences.
And we'll be back with another segment of the last episode of the podcast for the Best Simple Matrix.
For 2022.
It's your boy, Mr. AK, Super World 357, best known as Prince Godbody. And we are out for a second.
Yep. Thank you.
And we are back to wrap up the last episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. K, Super R 357, best known as Prince Godbody and
the guy, King Hoopla.
And I guess we'll start off this second half of the podcast by talking about the biggest story, probably, of the second half of the year. Would you say, Nate?
Yes, yeah, and no? Yeah, you could say so in the music and social culture. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Music and entertainment. Entertainment.
Yeah, that's entertainment. True, that's
one
true,
of the, because one of the biggest names in rap, two of the biggest names in rap,
were involved in.
Were involved in a RICO case.
All right. So if you're unfamiliar, Young Thug and Gunna, as well as everybody associated with the record label YSL, was arrested earlier this year on a RICO charge, 9 months ago. So what?
May.
March.
March.
February or March of this year. They were arrested on a RICO charge, and it had to do with a bunch of murders, drug dealing, you know, the typical RICO charge things.
Yeah.
But a few days ago, what happened, Nate?
Gunna got released.
And what happened?
He copped a plea.
Okay. So Gunna took an Alford plea, which he pretty much admitted guilt on the basis that the kind of the prosecutors have enough evidence to charge you. You don't plead, you don't say you're guilty, but it's a guilty plea. Mm-hmm. But they have enough evidence to charge you with a guilty plea, so you just gotta say fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what that was. But with his game, and this is something that we've really gotta expound on. A video of him in court, and while he's in court, the judge asks a series of questions that include, is YSL a gang? Mm-hmm. Have they committed acts that for furtherance of the gang? Meaning, have they committed acts that further the gang status? Mm-hmm. And they asked for him and Jeffrey Williams, a.k.a. Young Thug, in a car where there were drugs and a weapon found, and the drugs and weapon weren't his.
Yeah.
Say yes, ma'am, to all of those things. To kind of clear up some of those things, there was a third person in that car. YSL being a gang and YSL committing acts and acts of crime and furtherance of the gang is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets sketchy. Is it snitching, Nate?
Yeah, it is. And me being a civilian?
Like you are, is it snitching?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
All right. So, basically, running back to something we said earlier this year when this case first started popping up and we first started kind of discussing this whole situation, we said Gunna himself probably has nothing to do with the criminal activities.
Yeah, exactly.
Under the banner of YSL, whether it was 10 years ago, 10 days ago, other than maybe buying some people some weed, you know, everybody buys their friends some weed. Like, other than the bullshit, you know, trumped up charges.
Doing drugs as entertainers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing they could have got him on as far as that goes. And we said from the get-go, he'll be the pawn piece that'll get the first domino that'll get them toppling for people to start telling.
And it happened.
So you honestly consider what he did snitching?
Yeah.
What's up?
Because he told. He corroborated with the law in a capacity of which it incriminated other people, no matter what people say. Because I'm not calling myself a lawyer, nothing like that. I'm just saying, from public perception, because that's ultimately why all this information is released, because it is public information at that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's up to public perception. As a high value case, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As it is. You know what I'm saying? So we have a right to talk on it. And
but he's not the only person that has taken a similar deal.
Duke. Nah. Yeah, I think so too.
Who is popular amongst Young Thug listeners. He also took the same deal essentially. Slime Live Shorty, one of Dirk's artists, but associated with the YSL label. He also took the same deal. Yeah. Remember they had the guy Woody in protection because he is supposedly took a deal of some sort. So you're say, do you think this is bad for Young Thug? Because a lot.
Oh yeah, of course it's bad for Young Thug.
And this goes back to that because we got a lot of stuff to wrap up kind of in this. In this topic, but this goes back to that Mastermind thing we were talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying this is a Mastermind thing from Thug to tell people to do this and blah, blah, blah. I just think people snitching or cooperating or whatever deals. You want to call
like,
it.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it is what it is. I mean, that's what kind of happens, you know what I'm saying, in situations like this. I mean, it's 20 people outside of just Young Thug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People are going, like we said from the beginning, people are going to tell. People are going to say things. People are going to, you know what I'm saying, get stuff cut down because they don't want to do the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about it. Everything comes down on Young Thug.
It comes down on Young Thug, but let's run back to Gunna, who has nothing to do with the criminal associations. What do you do then?
Does he not, though? That's the question.
No, he was... And we can talk about it because really the thing that kills his we got to get back to having videos in court, but the thing that kills his argument is calling YSL a gang. The thing is, let's say I can't call YSL a gang because I was never in YSL the gang. I was on YSL the label. The big thing this prosecution wants is to wrap them up on that murder.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people are not realizing right now. And I think it's flying over their head, is that Lucci case and this Thug case are directly connected. Linked.
Yeah, they are.
So as long as one stays in jail, the other one will.
Mm-hmm. Now they finally got both of them in jail.
Yep. So everybody else can go.
Mm-hmm.
Slime Life Shorty doesn't have anything to do with it. Gunna has definitely not. Gunna was never a hard person by his image. His image is, I like to get high and I like to have sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is his rap image, yep.
I mean, and I hang around people with guns, but I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true.
It was never about, he's like, I'm
well, you could, a rap you could, star. You could pick through the lyrics, but,
That would be tedious, and I mean...
You could do that with every rapper, yeah. Ever
freestyled has talked about a gun they don't
especially
know.
If you're from Atlanta. Yeah.
I'm talking about
especially from the...
Everybody who's ever tried to rap has rapped about a gun they don't own. Mm. I don't care if you made one freestyle, 10 freestyles. If you've ever tried to rap, you've rapped about
or
a gun you
or done something you haven't done.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Rap, yeah. So that part is like... excusable, but at the same time, Young Thug is the one that has food on his. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you factor that in?
Yeah, I think that's crazy too. I think that's something that people haven't stated either. How like it is crazy that Gunna, even though we called it, or whatever, however you want to say, however you want to spin it on here, it still is crazy that because Young Thug always said that he never took a dollar from Gunna, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as the career base, like, you know what I'm saying, like, always treated him like the family and stuff like that.
But I mean,
that's crazy. That's why it's crazy to me. That's why I think.
How did Tony Soprano treat Jackie Jr.?
Jackie Jr. I'm trying to think. Jackie Jr. Oh, he treated him like a son. No, he treated him like to the side.
He treated him like a son. Remember?
Yeah, he did. He tried to date Meadow. He dated Meadow though.
Oh, but I'm saying all the shit he got away with.
Yeah, he did though. Yep. And then Jackie tried to do some foul shit. Yep.
I had to bring it somewhere where you know.
Yeah, but I mean, look how Tony did Chris.
I mean,
do you think
Sergio, because you can't call him Gunna no more. his name can't be Gunna no more. If you snitched on a Rico, because I'm a civilian, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking gossiping, which sucks. I'm a grown man gossiping. But if it
happened this year.
If I'm not Gunna, you know what I'm saying?
It's happened, correct.
Gotta be Sergio now. And you think that he can run around screaming YSL anymore?
Oh, no, 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 no.
In
no.
any capacity?
No, no, no. I don't, and the thing about it is, yeah, it's going to be okay. Like, niggas not going to stop bumping Gunna music, though. Like, that's the thing, though. I don't think so.
They stopped bumping 6ix9ine music.
But 6ix9ine didn't have as good of music as Gunna though.
He got ran out the culture though.
He did.
They'll run a snitch out the culture.
They're not. They're not playing that shit in New York. Are they doing it right now with Gunna though?
Yes.
Ooh.
Who posted "Welcome Home Gunner" and didn't delete it?
I don't know who deleted it. I didn't know people deleted it.
Exactly.
I didn't know people deleted it. I just seen people post
it. Who posted "Welcome Home Gunner" and didn't delete it?
I don't know, because I didn't know they deleted it.
Meek Mill did. He posted and deleted it.
Meek Mill. Oh, Meek Mill is Meek Mill though.
They said, "Are you doing diversity?" He said. He said, Meek Mill is Meek Mill.
You saw it. They said Meek Mill is the only nigga that plays one-on-one lineup in a tight end. That nigga lined up in a one-on-one in a three-point stance. I've never seen something like that in my life, bro. I swear. What's the story he told about Young Thug, bro?
Oh, bro, about that. Thug stayed up with the kid all night because he was getting raped by his uncle. He didn't want to. Like, what the? Yo. Huh?
Alright. He from Philly, though. That's where you from. So.
Alright, so this Tory Man case. I hate to be talking about this. I actually do. But it's going on right now. You want to kind of give the exposition?
So Tory and. Versus the state of California, I guess, is going on in the assault case of Megan Thee Stallion that happened like 3 years ago, alleged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why there's a court case.
And what's happening? I know you've been keeping up.
Yeah, I have been keeping up. Because it's on my TL. Why can't I keep up with this? Hold on. Time out. Why can't I keep up with this, mister? If I'm keeping up with this YSL case, I'm just telling you, if you are, speak about it. They've had testimonies from each side now. Well, not from each side. They've had called witnesses, as in Kelsey, Meg Stallion's best friend.
Ex-best friend, definitely ex-best friend after this stuff.
Oh, yeah. We found out all of Meg's past relationships. You was heard about that.
Oh, no, hey, come on. No,
you
no,
That's part of the case, though. It is part of the case.
We'll get to that in the extras. But let's give the audience. Like,
oh, and so recently, and as of recently... there has been DNA. They have DNAs coming to the evidence.
Start over. Give people a clear exposition of what the fuck.
Well, the Meg Thee Stallion or Tory Lanez versus Meg Thee Stallion case is going on right now in the shooting that happened three years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
That's the overview.
Yeah.
All right.
So finally, the trial's happening.
So now, as of conclusive. As of today.
Everything you see, what's happening?
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so DNA has came in from the gun, and it's been inconclusive on both sides, have said. As we've talked about pre-production, on Tory Lanez, DNA being on.
So basically,
thank you for picking this up, Jesus.
All right. So this fucking dumbass, drunk, raucous bullshit. Somehow captivated.
I wasn't going to say all that shit.
How
are you going to say that when America was just captivated by Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
They shouldn't have been. That was still fucking dumb.
But why are you so surprised?
Because this has been 3 years. This is some drunk rockets bullshit. Essentially, the Meg the Shooting Stallion. We know that she got shot.
That is true.
There's kind of very little debate as to if Meg the Stallion got shot. What the debate has been about is who shot her.
Yeah.
And now they're in trial right now. And the best friend is all but saying Tory shot her. Tory has no fucking defense against saying he shot her. They're trying to play character roles and all that bullshit. And people, especially grown people, have been so captivated about this bullshit. Like, it fucking blows my mind that people care about kids. And I understand the danger in not supporting people who, like, undergo traumatic experiences like that. But I also understand that traumatic shit like that can't be bred out of ignorant, drunk shit. Like, this is seemingly what it is.
Yeah, that is what it is.
I think that, in my opinion, this is all an ego thing on Tory's part. Mm. I feel like he got attacked about being a shitty, not being where she was. Mm. He started to flex up. I don't care about the details. I do believe he shot the gun or he had his hands on the gun.
Yeah.
And the Kelsey girl had her hands on the gun. That's kind of inconclusive. The driver doesn't want to fucking show up. And at this point, no matter what happens, it's probably going to end up in a mistrial. No matter what happens, mm-hmm. even if Tory's guilty, there's going to be that same divide of people just sticking to whatever side they had before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, why the fuck? I don't know. I think
because they're still celebrities.
I guess, but at the same time, I guess we're living.
And they're black entertainers.
That's true.
And that's the biggest part. And a black woman got shot.
And I guess we're living through something that's bigger than what I perceive it is.
Yeah. Because that's just your annoyance with seeing it on Twitter every day.
And it's not about me being annoyed with domestic violence happens every day. And extreme domestic violence where women get killed happens every day. So, why are we making a spectacle out of it? It's not the fact that we're talking about it at all. It's that why are we making this?
Why are you so invested?
Yes.
Why are people so
why
invested?
Are we so in? Are why? Because it's
the same.
Why are people so invested on the fact that they care about the semantics of this?
Because I'm gonna tell you why. It's the same reason why Love and Hip Hop is still an ongoing show. It's the same reason why every Real Housewives show has been on for the last decade and a half. You know what I mean?
Because
people love reality TV. People love shit that's happened in
real time. Yeah,
real time. I mean, we can go back to last second. News, we talk about the Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? We love watching it. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
You know what I mean? So that's why people are so invested into real life shit, especially court cases. You can go back to the O.J. Simpson trials. You see how invested America was in that. Prior to that, every other trial. You know what I'm saying? So, America loves court cases.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we have so many court television
shows. I'm not comfortable with making this type of thing such a spectacle.
I mean, shit.
But, I don't rule the world.
Think about it. Think about how Roe v. Wade was a spectacle when it first was a court case.
Yeah.
You gotta think. I'm not equating those, but I'm saying
but that's not the same platform.
The magnitude of something.
Yeah.
Because
like you said, the O.J. Simpson trial was a trial. Yeah, you know what? I'm wrong about that.
I'm wrong about that.
I'll agree with that. I guess, but I still don't think it's right.
It still changes the course. It's changing the course of somebody's career.
Yeah. I don't care about that.
I mean, I don't either. I don't care about that. I don't care about Megan's career, but
I don't care about
or Tory Lanez's. But you know what I'm saying? It's just today's world.
Things we care about, man.
Oh yeah, and some people that passed
that's
away.
That's some celebrity deaths. You want to rattle or not rattle off the
rattle
list?
Rattle off the
but
list.
But that sounds bad. But you want to?
Oh yeah, I'll give the list off.
Let me know when you're ready so I can give the introductions.
About to be gone. I got it. Damn. I'm sorry. It's a lot of people that passed away this year.
Yeah, we really did have a long list, and we just want to say rest in peace to all the notable figures, I guess, that passed away this year. Speaking of people that you know.
Yeah, or and all the people that.
Entertained us.
Yeah, entertained us. I'm talking about like people that passed away in general this year, anybody's loved ones and everything. But I just want to say that before. We got Kevin Conroy, the Batman voice. Aaron Carter, a childhood star, pop star. Takeoff, of course, member of the Trio Migos. Yeah. Lil Key,
member of rapper. The YSL.
Label. Trouble, Atlanta rap artist.
R.P. Scoop,
Gunu, DMV artist. Bill Russell, legendary basketball.
R.P. Bill Russell.
Yeah, man. Black icon, African-American icon. Yeah. Just an American legend, just a legend in general. Tony Sicario.
Sirico.
I always say his name wrong.
Fucking rest in peace, Paulie Walnuts.
Yep. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
The Queen, Queen Elizabeth.
The
Queen is dead. Coolio.
R.I.P. Coolio,
for a fact. PNB Rock. You know what I mean?
Tragedy, man. Yeah, we had a lot of tragic rap deaths this year.
Really so. Paul Sorvino, legendary actor from Goodfellas. Ray Liotta, another legendary actor.
Tommy fucking Vercetti.
Tommy fucking Vercetti.
Yes.
Yes.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Max Julie.
Max Julie and the Mac. You're not familiar with the Mac. You don't know about blaxploitation.
People don't know about that.
Nate does it because
I haven't seen the Mac, but I do know about the ism. But it is what it is. Bob Saget. You know what I'm saying? Man,
fuck Bob Saget. Jesus. And he would find that funny.
He would find that funny, yes.
Fuck Bob Saget is a popular joke. Mm-hmm. Recipes Bob Saget.
It is a popular joke.
Yeah, fuck Bob. He loves the joke.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, man. Recipes Rock Legend Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Sidney Poitier, legendary black actor. One of the first
black actors. He
was the first black actor.
I mean, maybe not the first. I mean, he was first
one. He was first one to kiss a white woman on screen.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
First one to kiss a white woman on screen. So, he is the first black actor.
Yeah, keep going.
Gilbert Gottfried.
You know his voice.
Tracy Braxton. Taylor Hawkins.
Remember the Foo Fighters.
Remember the Foo Fighters. Oh, Dwayne Haskins.
We didn't mention.
I didn't write him in, but I just thought about that.
Quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ex quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Estelle Harris, Scott Hall, Razor Ramon.
That's crazy.
Bob Lanier. Yeah. James Caan, legendary actor Sonny from Godfather. DJ K Slay.
Yeah, hip-hop legend. Culture legend.
Pat Slay, battle rap legend.
Pat Stay.
Pat Stay, you can say that. You can say that.
We got it.
You can say that one.
Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
Watch the episode of R. Kelly, R. Kelly's trial on Boondock Season 1.
Trial of R. Kelly
Season 1,
Episode 2.
Yeah, and Boondock. You could check our the Boondocks recap for that one, too.
Yes, sir.
Gallagher, Jason David Frank.
RIP motherfucking Jason David Frank, original Red Green Ranger.
Yes, sir. Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
White Ranger from Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, keep going.
Christy Alley.
Cheers.
Oh, yep. Cheers. And she was on Sweet Life, Zach and Cody.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, right?
No, you're talking about Miriam.
She passed away too. J.D. Youngin. That was Estelle Harris. That was Estelle Harris. The weird lady, that was Estelle Harris. Yeah. I was talking. Estelle Harris was the cleaning lady from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yep.
Old lady. J.D. Youngin. You're terrible. It's crazy because you did it twice. You thought I didn't catch it. You did it twice. Shinzo Abe.
Shinzo Abe?
Abe, yeah. That's not funny because I don't want the Chinese to come after me. So,
Chinese. Oh man,
that's worse, isn't it? Yeah, no, I think so. That's worse. I don't want either one of them.
Wave as well.
Yeah, he got assassinated. He got stabbed.
Yeah,
he got bodied.
To anybody we didn't say, rest in peace to those as well. But we did lose, as usual. I mean, people die, man, every year.
What they say, what camera I say? Niggas die every day, B.
Something like that. But, rest in peace to everybody that we did lose this year. You know what I'm saying?
And the baby's career.
Yeah, that's the biggest one. The baby's career is really... two-for-one tickets is crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. Two-for-one tickets is crazy.
As a person that had number one hits, that's crazy.
What was your favorite movies this year?
What was my favorite movies? I didn't see a lot of movies this year unless I already watched them prior, before this year. I just saw Avatar 2 today. That shit was fucking amazing.
I saw Smile in theaters. That was good.
I saw Nope.
I saw Nope in theaters. That was mid.
I saw Black Adam.
That wasn't Richard. I saw Black Adam, and that was better than Nope, just because I saw The Rock fucking shit up.
I guess so.
That little Rock kid was didn't like it. Dumb as shit, though.
The Rock didn't like it, apparently.
Black Adam?
Yeah.
That's because he knew fucking they weren't going to have Superman no more. Because Henry Cavill got kicked from being...
James Gunn cleaning the house right now.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
And movies and fucking...
Shit, I watched a lot of shows, I guess. Nothing I watched Peaky Blinders. That was pretty good.
That's over, though.
No, the final season came out this year, though.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that, actually. Exactly.
House of Dragons came out this year. I liked it. Yeah, I liked The Boys. I enjoyed The Boys this year. Yeah. That was a good show. They're the latest season. Damn, what else did I watch this year? Oh, the Jeffrey Dahmer shit came out this year.
That I watched a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
You did watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé. Yep. You
Four
did
watch Weddings. I discovered that show.
Damn.
Show from the
floor. I didn't start, but I did get turned on to Naked and Afraid. Yeah, it's an odd show. It's a peculiar show.
All right, so let's talk about the shit we care about.
All right, yeah.
Music.
There was a lot of... Oh, and Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock on the Oscars.
Kind of for no reason. I mean, we talked about this already.
But that happened this year.
Now he's playing a slave.
It shook the culture.
Now he's playing a slave.
And he played a slave, and he's
now
mad.
Now he's playing a slave.
And he's giving, and he's saying it's okay that people aren't going to see the movie because he's a slave.
Okay, so fuck him.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well,
I don't respect
him. Is Will Smith's career done?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's definitely done.
Damn, that's crazy. And he won an Oscar this year.
Yeah, he killed his career.
And lost the Oscar this year.
So. Him and the baby and Will Smith.
And Kanye.
The baby Smith, yeah. The baby Will Smith, Kanye, Elon.
Elon didn't really lose out. Because if he does some space shit, niggas going to fuck
Elon just has enough money for it not to seem like it, but nah, Elon is top person. He might be as hated, if not more hated than Ye. Like, and that's not even a joke. People hate Elon Musk.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. People do hate Elon Musk, though.
Let's get into this music shit, man.
Let's get into this music shit, man.
All right, so here at Simple Math, we pride ourselves on our, what would you say?
Our music. I love music. I love for the culture.
So you would say
I
here
love
at
for the art.
Yeah, you would say here at Simple Math, we know rap music, right?
We know
our,
music.
We know music, yeah, we know music. What's good, correct?
We know what good music
so
is.
So give me.
I know what good
music. So give me your albums of the year.
My albums of the year?
Go ahead.
So my only album of the, my number one album for this year is the only album that's not a rap album.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Gemini Writes by Steve Lacy. I think that album is just amazing. From the songs, from the singles, from the writing.
Don't break them down yet. Give us your
list. Oh, okay, just my list. Oh, Gemini Writes, For Exchange No Robbery.
Oh, gotta give the artist and shit.
All right, Gemini Writes by Steve Lacy. For Exchange No Robbery by Bodie James and Nicholas Craven. Elephant Man Bones by Rock Marciano and The Alchemist. 10 by West Side Gun. 6 Ring Champ by The God Fahim. Dollar Mini 4 by Makami. Mr. Morale and the Big Stuffers by Kendrick Lamar. Flawless Like Me by Lucky. Her Loss by 21 Savage and Drake. Beyond Belief by Harry Fraud. A 38 Special Harry Fraud.
Okay, you know, that's actually a pretty solid list.
Yeah.
My list.
Oh, my honorable mentions. I can get my honorable mentions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Kiss the Ring by Rome Streets. Peace Fly God. Mr. 1008 and every other Bodie album that came out this year. Only Built for Infinity Links, Recipes Takeoff. And Ma Got a Family.
Alright, so mine in no particular order, because I didn't put them in order.
Mm-hmm.
My list this year was No Fear of Tom, Black Star, It's Almost Dry, Push, Killing Nothing by Bodie and Real Bad Man, Dollar Menu 4 from Mach and the God Fahim, Spaceships on the Blade from Larry June, Elephant's Man's Bones from Rock and Elk, and then I had Mr. Morale from Kendrick, had Cheat Codes from Black Thought and Danger Mouse. And then lastly, the last two I had Fair Exchange, No Robbery by Bodie and Nick, and then lastly was 10.
10, oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like 10 was the best curated album of this year.
Yeah, 10 is amazing. 10 is amazing. Like, and I was talking with somebody about that a couple, like, last week or so. I was talking, somebody was like, 10 isn't all that. And I'm like, oh, no, Westside, DJ Khaled did better with Westside Gun. I was like, nah, bro.
God Did was not even good.
Yeah.
God Did, the whole verse on God Did wasn't even like that.
Yeah, now I want to just, in the test of time, because Nas' whole last album was, and I don't even like Nas' last album, but it was better than that verse. But yeah, as far as 10, like, in the features on there and just.
It was perfectly curated.
You know what I'm saying? Stove Got Cooked.
DJ Drama, or the. You know, we get
the RZA beat, and that's something that slept on that. RZA is the first beat on that goddamn album.
Exactly. And
it's Double A Rasheed talking on that beat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, exactly. People don't understand. To go from that to the Fly God Junior beat, mm-hmm. You go from a RZA beat to your son's beat.
Exactly. With DJ Drama talking on it and ESG. Doughboy on it. Yeah, I'm talking.
And that's good and all, but I still don't think Westside had album of the year. Best curated album, yes, but not best album. Because I'm still going to stand on the fact that Boldy had the best projects this year.
Rap-wise, yes. Because obviously I don't think so out of music. But I'll give him, like I'll say, Boldy's the second, of course, after that. Yeah, as far as rap albums, yeah. Boldy has the four best, out of the five best projects rap album-wise, he has four of them.
Yeah.
And you could put Boldy, him in every
Boldy
order.
James. Without, would you say the same?
Yeah, I think so. And like I think somebody is.
I guess you knew what I was going to say if you say yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who he's going to lead to though. But I'm about to say what I'm about to say is, I don't. I think you were talking about it on somebody on Twitter. People with the best rap albums aren't the ones that get the accolades.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And Boldy James has four of the best albums this year, four of the best bodies of works, and it's mostly just him on these albums. Number one.
Boldy linking up with a single producer and putting out this many projects is up there with that Future run.
Yep.
Boldy, like underground.
It's the second time. Underground wise. It's the second time he's done it too.
But it hasn't hit like this one. Boldy James is the undisputed best rapper of 2022. And it comes from a combination of productivity, quality,
and quantity.
Well, I was saying that with product, but okay. Quality and quantity.
Yeah.
Not only has it released more than your favorite rapper, but everything he's released has been better than your favorite rapper. Everything Boldy, like the worst, quote unquote, worst song on a Boldy James project this year is still better than the best song, rap song that's been on the radio this year.
I mean, definitely, yeah. But I can say it for the past couple of years. As far as like just rap songs in general.
Well, yeah.
You can find outside of a Boldy James, you can find a lot of rap songs. But
I think that Boldy James has spit better verses than anybody the last 2 years for sure. I think this year he kind of stomped a mud hole in him, dog.
Outside of Makami, too?
The last 2 years, Makami is, yeah.
Because Makami, Makami, I feel like Makami is just like, Makami's right there, too. But
I think he brought this up. He said, while niggas arguing, me and Makami.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the price of tea
like a hot toddy. He said, yeah. But, because I felt the same way about Mock when I was on my Mock at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But.
Well, you still listen to goddamn that Pray for Haiti.
Pray for Haiti. But.
But I'm saying, but now, like. Now, Boldy has, like, Kill Nothing. Like you said, like, you like Kill Nothing.
Killing Nothing is a Medellin, Five Mississippi.
Six Sawyer.
Six Sawyer. Ain't No Bon Jovi. Water Tank. The fucking whole piece, bro.
Yeah, but. Like, and the thing about it is, you said, because the first the new James just came out.
And that's the thing.
And it's called Boldy James.
We've been talking about Boldy James since March, at least. Well, before March, because fucking Super Tecmo Bo came out in December, in December.
Exactly.
Or today, last year, rather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did. Yep. It definitely did. Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? So he's been. Boldy James has been on a year long undefeated run, bro.
Shit. He's Boldy been on James since has 2020. Been.
Boldy James has been the best rapper for a calendar year.
Damn, that's crazy.
I don't think anybody could debate that.
That's crazy.
Who has been better than Boldy James in the last calendar year?
I don't know. Outside of Makami. I mean, dropping his tapes because the Duck Season jank was tough too. Like, those are honorable mentions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I got Dollar Mini 4. And the God Fahim is crazy too.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. The God Fahim, because Six Ring Champ is my shit though.
Yeah.
Six Ring Champ is one of my favorite projects this year because I don't know. He's just spending some real shit on there.
Yeah.
He's spending some real shit on there. You know, Elephant Man's Bone, you can check our permanent record for our analysis on that. Yeah, analysis on that. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, you can check RJ for that too. But I have to say, in the long term, because that's what people were talking about, like, was it really going to stand? Like,
it kind of did. It kind of did.
It kind of did. It kind of didn't. Because when I went back on it later on in the year, I'm like, this is a great ass album. Yeah. Like, Kendrick really took his time with this album. Like, the songs I really like now are the songs like Rich Spirit. Like, that's
the ones that really touch you. Yeah, Father Time.
Yup, Father Time. Count Me Out.
I love it. I told you about that one. Yeah. Like that, but like, you know, but what I'm saying?
That was my shit.
It's one of those albums you gotta sit with, and sometimes it's not good. Some days it's not good.
Yeah.
It's one of those albums that some days it's just not good.
And it's just, and it's a real, and it's an album. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. It's exactly. not, that's the thing of, Kendrick gave us an album. He didn't give us a something, here you go. He gave us two albums put together, like a GOAT would do, like a legend would do. And he said, here you go. This is what y'all gonna have for a minute. And I'm gonna go on tour, sell out, and this is what y'all gonna have.
Yeah.
And you're gonna like it or you're not gonna like it. I'm not gonna talk about it too much. I'm just gonna perform the songs and I'm gonna promote it how it's supposed to be promoted. Here y'all go. Y'all enjoy, y'all don't. It's gonna sell, it's gonna sell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it did. And you see us nominated for multiple, you know what I'm saying, Grammys right now. So Kendrick Lamar did what he's gonna do, and I think he's gonna win album. Rap album.
Yeah,
Just
how the Academy and shit goes, he will.
I really enjoyed Drake and 21.
I really enjoyed
that.
That's you,
for some reason I did. Oh, and that the 38 special album is crazy.
Yeah, 38 special. He was smacking that clown up on Instagram. Kind of foolish on his part.
But
yeah,
cause the song with him, Benny, and Ransom's crazy.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Cheat Codes was the most underlooked album of the year. That was some very weird, crazy Danger Mouse production.
Oh my gosh!
With amazing Black Thought Rhymes, probably the best album of the year for real.
Same thing
with No Fear of Time. That's an amalgamation of all your favorite underground producers with Black Star. You gotta check that out.
Pusha T
had a really great commercial gangster rap, drug rap album. I loved it. I
saw him in concert for that album. Yeah,
that album is amazing. What else do I have up here that you haven't already? We haven't already played. Spaceships on the Blade.
Larry June
did it twice.
He did it because twice.
One of my honorable mentions was Two Piece of Pod. His album with London and
Rock Marciano
and Larry June. No, what was it?
Rock
Marciano. It's Larry June
and Jay Worthy.
Yeah, and Jay Worthy. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Jay Worthy. I'm going to stutter through the entire thing, but of course, Two Peas in a Pod, one of my favorite projects of this year. Robert Glasper did it again.
He did with Black
Radio 3.
Black Radio 3, yep.
It really should be on this list, as well as HSX Location from Ari Lennox.
I was about to say, you gotta mention her.
My dumb ass put rap albums before him. But those are two really fucking beautifully crafted albums that came out this year. Already talked about 10, Dollar Menu 4. We talked about Sick, Earl Sweatshirt. That was my first favorite album of the year. Kiss the Ring.
Kiss the Ring, yeah, that was. And
there you go, Kiss the Ring. That was your album.
Yeah, that was on my HM. Rome Streets had a crazy 2022.
Yeah.
As far as like debut projects, you know what I'm saying? Solo projects, Griselda projects. West Side Gunn did a really good job of promoting this album, curating this album. Well, not curating, but
he did curate it.
Yeah, executive producing this album. Because it's all conductor production and shit like that. But
Conductor, we have a problem.
Conductor, yeah.
That drop is my favorite drop.
Conductor. Conductor showed his ass.
Yeah, drop it.
Conductor showed his ass this year. Damn, where'd you find this?
Conductor. But is that all you got, though?
Oh, shit, damn. There was another album. Oh, yeah, Steve Lacy album. I didn't get to talk about that. Gemini Rice. Yeah, that was a good, that's a great album. Because he was talking that shit on that. And I liked all the singles, too. Like Bad Habits, Sunshine with Fouché.
Well,
Damn, what are that? Oh, Only Built for
Infinity Lynx, yeah.
RP Takeoff. And I really thought that was a good album before Takeoff passed away, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You did tell me.
That was a really good album. I enjoyed Action Bronson's album this year. Turbo Cocodrilo. That was a really good album.
Yeah.
And Futures, I Never Liked You. Yeah. That was the album I liked earlier this year. And I still like.
Well, I guess that was our year, right?
Oh yeah. What was your, do you have any favorite parts of the year?
Favorite parts of the year?
Yeah.
Favorite parts of the year. It was a year. I got a girlfriend all that jazz, so
that sounds good. That's something that didn't happen in the prior years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a long term. I that's not really for people to know. You know what I'm saying?
You just told them.
I mean, yeah, but.
You just told them.
I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
I know you
not really for people to know. But one thing I want to do before we get out of here for the year, as far as the podcast goes, is I want to shout out some people. I really want to shout out some people that really made this happen this year for us.
True, yeah.
I want to start with Nate for coming on and picking up the duties. I wanted to shout out fucking Aaron for always being here, being beyond the boards, needing him to do what we need him to do. I want to shout out Tyler and Noah for coming to help me out. I want to shout out fucking Jay for fucking coming on, being the first interviewee.
Oh, yeah.
On the interviewee. Or the interview, godly. I can't talk
podcast,
right now.
Podcast, yeah.
I want to shout out Cam for coming on. I want to shout out the dudes from Nouveau Riche, mm-hmm. Trent, and Josh for coming on.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank fucking PK.
Classic.
Yeah, Classic for coming on. I want to thank everybody who's helped us out this year and got us to where we are.
Yep. Every retweet, like, comment, you know what I'm saying? Anything.
All that shit means something, you know what I'm saying? And to have done it the way we did it this last year.
That's consistent.
Yeah, especially, you know, expanding out and doing new shit. It's been kind of hard.
Especially with life still going on, like outside of the podcast. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's humble feeling too.
Humbling when
people understand that too. Because people care to see us and interact with us and want to know what's going on with us, especially as far as the podcast. And then when we do have downtime periods, people actually still reach out and want to know what's going on. So we definitely appreciate all the love and stuff like that. Like, it's really like a, I definitely appreciate, it's like a family type love almost. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, cause I don't consider nobody no fan. Like, you check us out, but I know it's like, I know real genuine people that watch us and actually care about what we talk about. And I appreciate everybody that reaches out and just shows love and support. And
especially the small platforms. Mm-hmm. Gotta shout out the MSQ shop.
Yep.
Music shop up in Richmond, you know what I'm saying? Jay always, you know, we always talking.
Yeah.
He always looking out. We always looking out.
And shout out DK.
I'm about to say just DK too, out in Cali. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers that are always, you know what I'm saying, just checking in on us,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying, making sure we're good, shit like that. Shout out to y'all, and we really appreciate, you know, y'all's encouragement to keep us going, because that shit means a lot, because
yep.
we always got a lot on
yeah.
our fucking plates, and,
yep. and
we do want to keep doing this,
exactly.
you know what I'm saying?
And life goes on, but we're going to make sure this podcast goes on. We got some shit for y'all. So 2023, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be popping. We're going to have the same shit, but better. As always, always leveling up, always trying some new shit. We're going to bring more of the Simple Math, the podcast to y'all, as well as the interview, PR, and other things that we could think of. So
yes, sir.
The world is ever expanding, time always passing, and we're just going to grow and expand with it.
Yep,
so
want to log off for one last time.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for checking out the podcast presented to you by Simple Math Matrix.
Talk a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for checking out the last episode of 2022 presented to you on the Of The Pod, presented to you by Simple Math Matrix, which you can find us on all our social medias, as in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, under Simple Math Matrix, and that's MTRX on Twitter, the Simple Math Matrix. Is that correct, my son?
Yes, sir.
And you can find us on there. You can find us personally at my accounts at King Hoopla. You can find my esteemed co-host.
You can find me every single place at Prince Godbody.
Yeah, exactly. Every single place at Prince Godbody, Super Raw 357. And you know, that's it for the year. Happy birthday to myself. I'm going to say that.
Happy
too.
Birthday.
Yeah,
Nate.
I'm going to be 25 by the time.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah.
So my brother's going to pass.
Young boy.
Young bull.
It's your boy.
Old bull.
You want to sign? It's your boy, Mr., aka Super Raw 357, best known as Prince Godbody. And have a happy holidays and a fucking
happy new
dope
year.
Ass New Year's. get right next year. Don't get right next year. Do what you want to do. Just make sure you're enjoying life. And I just want to sign off one last time by telling you thank you for viewing or listening to this episode of The Podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix.
Yes, sir.